Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download the Shiny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download the Shiny Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Shiny Radio app for free now.
Hi, this is Melanie Crystal, and I'm here with you for the podcast Reimagined Success. Welcome. So glad that you were able to join me and listen in. Today's topic is becoming inspired by STEM. So before we talk about today's topic, I want to recap last podcast topic. That topic was trying something new. And we talked about ways and strategies to try something new in our lives in this new year. It's always important to try something new and not be afraid to take that leap. But when you take that leap, then you have to kind of figure out what to do to get yourself to your goal. So today we'll talk a little bit more about that with regard to STEM. Our crystal for today is: knowing is not enough. Only application brings about success. You see, success comes after we apply and do what we've learned. So we'll talk more about that. I want to share that I've been working on a book titled Reimagine Success, the same name as this podcast. And in it, I'll be talking about my STEM story and journey. And there are four things that helped me along the way in my STEM journey. And I'll go through the four things. Number one is exposure to STEM. Number two is exploration. Number three is education. Number four is application. So I'm going to talk about each of those steps in my STEM journey in a little bit more detail. When I was a kid, I knew that I was interested in science, math, how things worked, but I didn't really call it STEM. And just as a refresher, STEM stands for science, technology, engineering, and math. So all the technical sciences and things that you would think of are associated with STEM. How things are made, plants, processes, medicine, research, all of that falls under STEM. Electronics, that's all STEM. So for exposure, if you yourself or a family member, friend, child is interested in something new, the first thing they need to be is exposed to it. Because we don't know what's out there until we are exposed and see and learn about what's new around us and things that we could get interested in. So for me, that was STEM. And exposure can happen through reading books, watching TV shows, having role models who are doing what you might be interested in doing. So for me, with regard to STEM, I had different books that my family members gave me that I read about STEM. One of them that I really liked was the Childcraft Encyclopedias. And then also had role models in my family that I looked up to who had STEM careers or had STEM hobbies. So it's very important if you have a child or someone that you know is interested in STEM, young adult as well, to get them in front of some role models where they can see what that person does, be it an operator at a plant, a doctor, an electrician. There's so many areas of STEM. But if you can get them in front of someone or get a chance for them to talk to someone who's a role model in that area, that'll help them get interested or help yourself get interested. So the second step to getting inspired by STEM, for me, was exploration. Exploration's when you actually start trying new things. The things that you can try are classes. You can take a class in science or whatever discipline that you're interested in. You can participate in programs. There are a lot of programs for kids and young adults that are STEM-based, like FIRST Robotics. It's where they do a robotics competition, and those are at some schools, and then there are clubs for that. Girls Code is another one for girls who are interested in coding. You Be a Chemist is a challenge for those seeking to learn more about chemistry and science. So there are different opportunities where people can get hands-on experience trying something new and seeing if they like it. You know, you may try something new and not like it, but then you also may try it and want to continue doing it for the rest of your life. Also, just in the realm of kids, summer camps are really good to try a specific topic as well. Now, adults have options as well. They can, you know, take on something as a hobby and try it out that way. And of course, they can also go to classes or get a mentor to help them learn about what they're interested in. So exploration is a key part in becoming inspired by STEM for me. And in my situation, I did get a chance to do some summer programs to help me get even more interested in STEM. Now, the third thing that is important is education. Once you figure out what you're interested in, and even if you don't know exactly what it is, having a basic foundation of your education is key. Of course, you know, it's required by law for children to go from kindergarten to 12th grade and get their high school diploma. But beyond that, that's when people start to get into their specialties or their crafts or their careers. So education, for me, I went to college, and that's an option and a route that many people take, so that I could get my engineering degree. To have an engineering degree, I had to go to college for that. So that's where I got more specialized in my career path, which is the STEM career path. There are also options for people who aren't interested in going to college or don't feel like college is for them, but they're still interested in a STEM career. There are trade schools, vocational schools, where you can learn a skill such as being an electrician, a welder. So that's an option as well. There's some in the medical field as well. Lab techs is another one. So there are many options for those who don't want to do the four-year degree. There are two-year programs. And then the other thing you can always do is become an apprentice and work under someone who does whatever skill that you want to do. Like AC repair, you might find someone who has a business and work under them for some period of time to learn that skill. So there definitely are opportunities for everyone to go into a STEM field. Now, the last piece that I talked about was application. And I want to also remind you of the crystal for the day when I talk about application. The crystal for today is knowing is not enough. Only application brings about success. So the fourth one, application, is critical for success and your goals. Basically, application is when you put all these three steps together and combine them so that you can do them all in one experience, one test of that career or hobby or thing that you're interested in. Now, for me, when I knew that I was interested in STEM and interested in science, I actually got the opportunity in high school to go to or to be in a program called En-ROADS. This was a program that provided internships for students in college to work at a facility within their career field. for me, I was working at an oil and gas company. And I worked in their main office, one of the main offices. So during this program, I got the chance to talk to engineers, talk to geologists and scientists, and learn about what they did to get the oil and gas reserves from the ground up through a well and into the refineries where they were processed. And I found it very interesting and something that I liked. I actually got the opportunity to do this before I even got to college. The summer before I went to college, I did a program and had this internship. And we even got a chance to go out on the oil rigs and check those out, fly in a helicopter to get there to the deep water rigs and offshore in the Gulf of Mexico. And then tour and learn about how the day in the life of those that worked on the rigs was. So all of this really sparked my interest and helped me become more interested in engineering and STEM and the science of oil and gas. It was in the application of all that I had learned up until then that I realized, yes, this is something that I really do think I will like and be interested in for the long term. So by the time I did get to college, I already had a bit of a foundation to understand what engineering was, what it entailed, and I knew that it was the right career for me. So let's turn it around to you. Think about what you are interested in. And if you're already solidly in your career and know what you're doing, think about those around you that you care about. Maybe you can help direct them, steer them to learn about a career path or something that they're interested in that they want to do and pursue for work in their lives. So remember that if you are going to help someone else or yourself do this, it'll be very important for you to expose them. And if you recall, I said expose them to books, role models, TV shows to help them learn about the subject matter that they may be interested in, whatever STEM subject matter it may be. And then help them or yourself explore that subject matter. Get some hands-on experience by taking a class, joining a program, or for children, they can participate in a summer camp that specifically focuses on the topic that they're interested in, like coding, like math, like science. And then the third piece is education. Help them get the education that they need. Obviously, in kindergarten through 12th grade, they'll get the primary and high school education of their state. But then beyond that, for those young adults who are looking beyond that, help them, guide them, and guide yourself if you're interested in changing careers or switching into it to get the education that's needed for you to move on into the STEM career path. And finally, application. Apply what you've learned. Apply all of those things. See if you can put them together into your career or into an internship, co-op type thing so that you can figure out and know for sure this is what you want to do. And start to learn the ins and outs of that career path. So the crystal once again is knowing is not enough. Only application brings about success. We can know a lot of things. We can read a lot of books. But application is where it's key and that's where you're going to get your success. I know lots of people who've read books on self-help, how to change your life, how to be more productive, and then they put the book back on the shelf and don't do anything different. So the important piece of this is once you do know what you're interested in, apply it. Figure out a plan so that you can apply it within the next 30 days or within the next year. But a plan is what's going to help you apply and get into whatever STEM career field that you're interested in. So I was inspired by STEM. I hope that you or someone you know will be inspired and can use these steps to get inspired by STEM as well. But the good news is that this applies to many different careers, paths, and goals besides just STEM. You can use these steps to help you get inspired and interested into almost anything that you would like to pursue. Thank you for listening to my podcast, Reimagine Success. I wish you a great, great, great day, and I will talk to you again soon. This has been Melanie Crystal with Reimagine Success. Bye.
Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download the Shiny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download the Shiny Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Shiny Radio app for free now.